Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Chavtes, Menachas 29b, pagination is 58, will start from the fifth line on the page, in the middle of a story of Ifsiko Leikaro Devov Divayarog Benikva. A person listed over here in the Talmud had a problem with his tefillin. In the word Vayaharog, which describes that Hashem destroyed, he killed the firstborn, and therefore we have a mitzvah to redeem the firstborn. There's this story in Mitzrayim that Hashem killed the firstborn, Makas Bachoros. So the Pasuk says, Vayaharog, and he has a problem that the Vav has a hole in it, and therefore the Vav is too short, perhaps. He wants to know if the Vav is too short. And this is a concept that we have, that even though the letter is not formed perfectly, if the Vav is longer than a Yud, to the point that it's a Vav, it'll still be kosher, but he needs to know if that's true or not. Also, l'kamei Rav Zeira, he came in front of Rav Zeira, Amalei said, Zil aisa yenuka delo chakim velo tapish, bring me a child that's not too smart, but he's not stupid. He's got to be just the right age. We don't want him to recognize the parsha of tefillin and therefore read it, Vayaharog Hashem, because he just knows that that's the text and he's not going to read it the other way, which is Yehorek Hashem, kill God, Chas v'shalom. He's not going to read it like that because he's too smart. If he reads it correctly, without any knowledge of the context, kosher, then you got your answer. Elo, if not, yehoreku upasal, it's a yud, and it's pasal. And this is a very dramatic situation, because if it's read the wrong way, it has significant implication, so the child's not going to read it the wrong way, so you really need chakim velo tipesh. But it's a common situation, not infrequent, that we sometimes have to call upon a child. It's not that the child, lucky us, reads it correctly. It's that the child is verifying if the letter is long enough that it gives the impression of the type of letter that it's supposed to be, or is it cracked and too off that it's not the letter anymore. We continue in the Gemara, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav the following tradition. When Moshe came to heaven to receive the Torah, he found that Hashem was tying crowns onto the letters, meaning he was adding the crowns to the letters of the Sefer Torah. Omar Lefanov, Moshe said, Ribono shel olam, mi ma'akev al yadcha. It's very nice what you're doing, I'm sure, you have a reason, but who's stopping you, who's infringing upon you from giving the Torah just the way it is without these crowns? For whom are you adding the crowns? Omar lo, Hashem said back to Moshe, Adam echad yeish, there's a person that will be, she'asad lios b'sof kamadoros, he's going to exist after quite a number of generations, va'akiva ben Yosef shemo, his name is Akiva ben Yosef, that's our Rabbi Akiva, she'asad lidro shal kol kotz v'kotz tilin shal alachos, and he's going to be able to deduce from each of these thorns, meaning crowns, many mounds of halachas. In other words, Rabbi Akiva will know what those little inflections, the equivalent of inflections as you're talking, but it's a crown in the written form, what they represent, what they remind us of in the complexity of Torah. Omar Lefanov, Moshe said, Ribono shel olam, Master of the Universe, Harayuli, show me him. So Hashem, so to speak, put Moshe in the time machine, not limited by time. Amalo chazor la'achorecha, go back. Holach, he went. V'yasha besof shmona shuros. He was 8 rows into Rabbi Akiva's shir, in the bleachers. Presumably, the closer you are to the Rebbe, it's the greater you are in that system. And Moshe was 8 rows back. And he didn't understand what they were deducing and what they were debating. It didn't have meaning to him. Toshash kocho, so Moshe felt badly. Kevin sheyegia ledavar echod, but when they got to a specific topic, Amru lo tamidav, he heard the students asking Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi minayin loch, how do you know that? Amar lohen, and Rabbi Akiva responded, what are you talking about? Halacha l'Moshe mi-Sinai. We have it as a tradition from Moshe. Nisyash v'daito, Moshe was calmed because he sensed that Rabbi Akiva had his role, and he, Moshe, had his role. Nevertheless, Chazar uvolof nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe comes in front of Hashem, Amar lefanav, he says, Ribono shel Olam, yesh lecha adam kazeh, you have in the destiny of the Jewish people a person like this, v'ata nosin Torah al yodi, and you're giving Torah through me, give it through him. Amar lo, Hashem said, shesok, be quiet, kach ola b'machshav lefanai, this is my intent, this is the way I want to do it. And the simple understanding is that indeed, each person has their own role. Moshe Rabbeinu became the ultimate of what Moshe Rabbeinu can become. The description of the Rambam is that anyone can be a tzaddik like Moshe. Moshe fulfilled his potential. And everyone should try to fulfill theirs. And Rabbi Akiva has his role. But the way they interrelate, the way Rabbi Akiva has with clarity, Moshe Rabbeinu's role, and at a certain point, he says definitively to the Talmidim, what are you talking about? Halacha l'Moshe mi-Sinai. This is from Moshe. That's how we know it. Okay. Omer lefanov, Moshe said further, Ribono shel Olam ariseni toraso, hareini secharo, you showed me his Torah, show me his reward. Omer lechazor la'acharecho, again, take a step back. Chazor la'acharecho, if he did. Rosh shoklin besoro b'makulin, they saw the gruesome behavior of the Romans in killing Rabbi Akiva. Omer lefanov, he said, Ribono shel Olam, zu Torah v'zu schara, this is Torah and its reward. Omer lo, and again Hashem said, shesok, be quiet, kachola b'machshav lefanai, this is my understanding, this is the way I want to do it. And kilo machshavos a machshavoseichem, Hashem has his own awareness that we're not privy to. Amar Rava, Rava said, Shiva osios, 7 letters, tzrichos, shlosha ziyunin, they need special crowns, ve'elohein, and these are the letters, they spell out shatnez gates. Besides the crowns reminding of specific things, but the very letters of Lashon HaKodesh, the Holy Tongue, are formed in a way that they themselves are based on the building blocks of Torah and creation. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Chazinelu l'sifri davkoni devei Rav, I saw the precise scribes of Rav's Beis Medrash, the chatru l'ligage deches, they intentionally make a crown on the top of a ches, v'talu lelekare dehei, and they very definitively hang the leg of the hay. Now, everybody forms the letter in the basic way, but they had, like an artistic way, they very specifically did this. Chatriluhu legage deches, they made this crown, kolama chayhu berumo shel olam, referring to Hashem pointing up, who is the essence of life, and that he's up in heaven, so to speak. That's the way we picture things. V'tolu lelekare dehei, and they hung the letter, the yud, the leg of the letter hey, because there's a separation there that represents a door of sorts in the gap between the top of the hay and its legs. Let's skip to the second wine line. Kididoresh Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Eloi. Elu shnei olamos shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem created two worlds, this world and the world to come. Echad behei, one with the letter hey, ve'echad beyud, and one with the letter yud. Our world is with the letter hey, and the world to come is represented by the letter yud. If we skip down a little bit more, it's the seventh line of the wides. Umepnei manivra ha'olam hazeh behei. Why is this world created with the letter hey? Behi bar'am, that special hey in Parshas Bereishis, represents that. Mepnei shedoma la'achsadra, because it's like a hallway. Shekolarotza lotzeis yetzei. If someone wants to leave, they can leave. What does it mean if they want to leave this world, they can leave? God protect us. It's not referring to suicide. It means in life, a person can live in a different reality. They can be in an olam ha-dimyon, in a fantasy world. You could run around, whoever has the most toys when you die wins. You could run around in a fantasy world, promoting what you think is the most important thing during the days of communism, people who gave their lives to promote it. You could live in a fantasy world. Anybody who wants to leave can leave. And therefore the bottom is quite open. An entire side, just walk right out from reality. Well, my time, Talia Kari, and why is there a hanging leg so that there's an opening up there? Because if a person wants to do tshuva and come back to reality, purposeful living, they could come in. There's another opening. But symbolically, they're going to have to climb. For la'ayil bahach, why can't they just come back through the door that they left? And the wording is lo mistaya milsa. It doesn't work like that. And indeed, it's quite common that if a person strayed from Torah, they can't just make believe those years didn't happen. There's effort that's required to come back and a reformulation of the person's relationship with Hashem and with themselves. You can't just, I walked out, now I'll walk back in. It doesn't work like that. There's a special door for the person to be able to do tshuva. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.